The British International Motor Show opened in London's Docklands this week, and like an increasing number of industries, car manufacturers are focusing on fuel efficiency and so-called green technologies in a bid to boost sales. Ford unveiled their latest attempt at an eco-friendly car, a fuel-efficient diesel called the Fiesta Econetic. Ford advertises that the Fiesta has an aerodynamic body design, lowered suspension, and low-friction oil, which, when combined, help reduce CO2 emissions.
Well, I think we have a corporate responsibility, but also customers are actually interested to lower their fuel bills. And increasingly, we see that taxation is based on CO2. So to keep the motoring costs low, we need to get on the bandwagon.
Soaring fuel costs and growing awareness of environmental issues has forced companies to develop fuel cells, electric vehicles, and hybrids in an attempt to corner the emerging market. For companies like Swedish manufacturer Saab, environmental considerations are at the forefront.
There's a few new technologies in this car that make it very green. You can't buy the 9X by hybrid at the moment, but this is a vision for what a compact Saab in the future could look like, and all the technologies in this car are very much buildable, so we will see this technology in the future.
What Car Magazine is launching the Green Awards for the most environmentally friendly car on the market.
Well, this is a really green show with lots of different eco-friendly cars available. We've got the Smart Electric here, the ED as they call it. You can only lease it at the moment, but there's an electric vehicle village here which shows you a lot of cars you can buy. They're quite expensive. The here and now is something like this, the Mini Cooper Diesel, which uses existing technology. It's refined using some clever bits and pieces, stop-start, for example, which cuts the emissions and increases fuel economy. So that's something you can buy now. Well into the future, something like this, the Nissan fuel cell vehicle, suspect that may be around 10 years away. So that really is almost science fiction stuff at the moment.
Fowler says What Car Magazine has launched the awards for the first time this year because consumers have a growing interest in eco-friendly cars.
No, I think 2008 is something of a pivotal year for green cars. Greener taxation is certainly here already, and there's going to be a greater taxation of cars in the future. And of course, with fuel prices, people want a car that's fuel efficient, and a fuel efficient car is an environmentally friendly car.
The What Car Green Award went to the Ford Focus 1.6 TDCi Econetic. Elsewhere in the UK, a hydrogen car that can travel at speeds of 90 miles per hour has been unveiled. The car can match the speed of a fossil-fueled car and has all the same features, but unlike normal engines, the hydrogen fuel cell engine emits only water. The downside to this environment-saving technology? The nearly $1 million US dollar price tag, and hydrogen stations are few and far between.